Hashtag WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive post-draft, hopeful in the World Cup, watching the Orioles and waiting on the Preakness in the Kentucky Derby. We are going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We're going to be at Conrad's Crabs, and we have a new location for the first non-crab crab cake at the Land of Kush. We're doing vegan crab cakes on the 18th. But this week on the 6th, we're going to be at Conrad's Crabs. We're going to be at Perry Hall up on Bel Air Road. Going to be giving away the Betty Boop scratch-off tickets. Also, our friends at Goodwill will be there. They gave me this really, like, I have scratch-off tickets from the Maryland Lottery. Goodwill gave me the Goodwill truck. So I have this. This is going to be kind of fun. I have some Goodwill stuff. So I'm getting all my sponsors to give me swag. And at some point, Window Nation may give me like a big window to wear on the air, because Window Nation's also a part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. But it's all started and begun by the Maryland Lottery. My pal John Martin usually joins us. This week, he has sent an emissary. My pal Doug Lloyd's going to join us this week to talk all things. First things first, man, how you been? I haven't seen you since you gave me all the lottery swag that I have around here that I don't have in front of me to hold up like I usually do. But I do have a Betty Boop scratch-off ticket.
Well, you know, it's been really busy. I think when we talked last time, we were just getting into this idea of, sliding in post-COVID, the office getting a little bit more populated, starting to see winners in person. And that's continued along. And really, I mean, the lottery hasn't really slowed down too much during the pandemic. And, you know, the winners have just skyrocketed.
But when you say winners, like, was there a point where if you won, you couldn't come to the office because of masks? And like, how did prizes work at that point? Because you really do have to come down to the office if you win 50 grand, right?
Right. Yeah. So there was a slight time during the state of emergency where they actually kind of extended some of the claiming deadlines until we kind of could figure out how to keep people safe and create sort of a buffer space for people to come in and stay safe. And then eventually, we opened things back up. And we've been very busy. There was only a small portion of time where we actually had to shut down and not have people in there. Since then, it's been booming. I mean, business is very big for us. All through the pandemic, it was something that people could do and really reduce their contact points and just get out for a little bit of entertainment. And that's continued on. We've got some great promotions that are coming down the pike. And like I said, so many winners that I think our writers are actually getting a little bit of writer's fatigue. We only see the winners that are typically $10,000 and above.
So it's 10 grand and above. If I win 10, I got to come see you. Okay. I thought it was 50 for some reason, but John told me a couple of weeks ago. But it's if you hit a jackpot, right. You hit $100, $500, great. You cash it in, you go see our friends over at King Liquors or whatever you do, right? However you get your money. But if it's 10 grand is when, so you literally meet everyone that wins more than 10 grand. They have to come meet you, right?
Well, yeah. So anybody that wins north of 5,000 has to go to some sort of lottery claim center, okay. Whether it's our headquarters or a casino. Our interview crew tends to interview folks that are $10,000 and above. And we know as we expanded casinos, they started expanding cashing locations. So now those locations can cash up to $25,000 all around the range. So,
won in like Cumberland in the old days, you may have to drive to Baltimore to get the money. Is that?
That's right. That's right. And now those folks can go to Rocky Gap.
Okay, fair enough. Cool. Okay.
That is very handy.
By the way, I'm going to Rocky Gap. Little known secret. I'm doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in August. And it's a little update for you. I'm doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days, but I'm doing 31 breweries too this time. Because you get thirsty. It's August. I got thirsty last summer, right? So the guy from Rocky Gap, the chef there, is a listener. And at the casino, but in the restaurant in the casino. And last year when I was on the tour, he saw me passing through and wondered if I was going to have his crab cake. And I didn't, because I just stopped to go to the bathroom. By the way, Rocky Gap was like one of the places I have to go back to because it was so beautiful. And I just stopped, literally pulled over, stretched our legs, went to the bathroom and kept going, right? To Cumberland because we had appointments. But this time around, I'm beginning the tour at Rocky Gap. And the reason I'm doing that is I emailed the guy the 2 weeks ago. I said, "You're still the chef there." He's like, "Yeah." I said, "Are you open on Monday?" He's like, "We're a casino. We're open every day." I'm like, "I will be there." So I am beginning the tour at Rocky Gap on the 1st of August. So how about that?
That's a fantastic location. And yeah, it's changed quite a bit over the years. They've got a great golf course there. I know
you've been there.
Great,
then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some great handmade.
Why does nobody tell me how beautiful this state is? Why did I have to wait 52 years, 30 years on the radio, get the lottery to sponsor me, do a crab cake tour? Matter of fact, I ran into John. I ran into all of your folks down at Mako, down at the convention in August. I was in the middle of the tour when I was like doing all of this stuff. And nobody told me how beautiful Western Maryland really is. So I just want to plug that because you said Rocky Gap and I'm like, I'm going back and I'm not going to golf. I mean, I'm not that boring. I'm going to do something else. I think I'm going to walk the path in that beautiful lake. It's beautiful there.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have they used to have a roost there too, I guess some large birds. So there's a lot of really interesting things. And, you know, with the lottery is everywhere. So I've actually toured with the lottery for quite a bit. We used to get out there for some Keno tours and really just kind of, I always enjoy just even seeing the retailers. I mean, these are the same stores that you see everywhere, but, you know, it might be mom and pop and they've got the peanut butter pie that they make there, you know, and.
Whoa. Where's the peanut butter pie?
Oh,
you're not just going to say that to me and not send me into the place.
We're going to get you coordinates so you can drop it after you go to your Rocky.
Well, you know, I talked to all these politicians. By the way, Doug Lloyd's here. He is with the Maryland Lottery, and he is sitting in for John this week. We like to have little coffee talks brought to you, of course, by our friends at Royal Farms and my Cole Roofing mug. My Binky is back. I lost this mug for 3 months when I moved at the bottom of the box, so I finally found it, and I got it back on the grid. But, you know, traveling the state, I have these politicians on, right, that do, like Brooke Learman is my first guest. She doesn't eat meat, right? So we're doing a vegan crab cake stop. Everybody's told me the Land of Kush has the best vegan crab cake that they've ever had, right? Wow. So we're beginning our Black minority owned tour. We're going to do so all over the city. We're going to feature places that other people haven't been for crab cakes. And on the 18th, we're doing this. And so I get, she's like traveling all over the state now. She's running for controller. So what I want to do is talk to people running for office or people that work at the lottery or a guy like Bill Cole at Cole Roofing that puts roofs on schools in, you know, the western part of the state, Eastern Shore, all of that. This is where I got the tour going last year, and I saw it for myself. I got off 50, I got off of 68 and off of 70 and did some back roads, did some Antietam. I even drove into West Virginia. Don't tell anybody, but I did. It was a little narrow up there, right where the little strip is. You go north, you're in Pennsylvania, you go a mile south, you're in West Virginia. I love the state, and nobody really told me how beautiful it was. And I think that's something a guy like you traveling around, some people say, oh, you got to go to Western Maryland, go to Eastern Shore, go to Southern Maryland. Oh, my God. I found the greatest places, the most beautiful roads, the most beautiful homes, the most beautiful tributaries and water and people fishing and bridges and just in history. I'm wearing my State Fair shirt. Maryland's beautiful, Doug, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I had to make a big trip out there in the middle of the pandemic. You know, we had our big world record jackpot and $700 million out in Little Lona Coning. And I had to say, Lona Coning?
I've been to Lona Coning.
Yeah. So
that's where the Hall of Famer's from.
Yeah.
They have the little baseball field there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so you know, I got to get out there, and it was that time of the season where, you know, it's normal weather here, and you drive out there, and it's snow on the ground, and you know, I really got to watch the scenery change around me, and then you know, get to take in all the sights and sounds of Lona Coning, including the baked ham. So
what baked ham?
Oh, right there at the corner market where the big ticket was sold.
I'm not going to be focused as much on crab. I mean, I'm going to be focused on crab cakes this time around, but I'm expanding my mind to stouts and lagers and pills and peanut butter pie and ham and, like, you know, whatever, mac and cheese, whatever anybody has. I'm going to eat it in August. Well, so someone won $700 million. How long ago was that?
That was in January of 21. So we had to go out there and spend some time. You know, that was the largest jackpot that we've ever had from one of our games. So it was national news.
Well, there you have it. Doug Lloyd's here. Give me some news right now. I have Betty Boop scratch-offs. I'm going to be giving these away at Conrad's this week. Also going to have them at the Land of Kush on the 18th. We're putting together some stuff on the 20th and the following week, getting up onto the holiday. But we're going to be out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. My next route might be Family Feud, right? Maybe next up?
Yeah, Family Feud is a really nice game that's out there. It just launched. It's got Steve Harvey on the front of it. I don't know if you have any examples of those there. I think I left mine back.
No, I have it up on the front of the website right now. Top prize, 50 grand. Survey 50 says, grand. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and so it's a great option. It's out there now, and there's a second chance to win that goes along with it too. So if you get any of those tickets, you can hold on to them and put them in through our rewards program. We're going to have several drawings. I believe there's three total drawings during that promotion. First one's going to be for $50,000, and it draws in late May. I think it's May 24th. So you still have some time to get in for those if you're checking that out. And, you know, it's funny you bring up scratch-off tickets. I did bring some by. Okay. We have some new ones that started here earlier this month. We've got a Show Me family, and there's a series of different price points for this. And we have our Blazing Hot Cash. And this is kind of an interesting concept. This is called 600 Cash in Hand. And what they did with this one here is you're used to seeing big top prizes, and maybe there's only a couple of them. And in this case, $600 is the top prize on this ticket, but they've turned it on its end, and there's lots of top prizes. So there's over $6,600 prizes on this ticket. And, you know, most of the players, you think about, what would I be happy with? I just want a couple hundred dollars if I could. Now, it doesn't have to be the big jackpot. Well, this is the ticket for you. So you have better chances to win that top prize. Plus, there's lots of them.
I gave a Betty Boop away at Costas, and a young lady won $100 and jumped up and down and ran around. I had a $50 winner at Costas time before. I had a whole bunch. And over at Heavy Seas, we did a Ukrainian beer thing. By the way, you should go check that out. Hugh Sisson has been just unbelievably good, especially with my brewery tour as well. So I want to shout out Heavy Seas out on the southwest side of town as local. We've told Hugh's story several times. But I went through with the tickets. And I had multiple winners, and there were lots of winners. I mean, I said, how many of you won? Like 10 people said, I won. And they won $2, $5. One person won $10. But when people win, there's just something about winning. Winning's fun. And that's why people play the lottery. They want to win.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a great time to join Ness Out Local. That's a great brewery, and they've got a good brew tour there, and always a lot of great stuff on tap. And if you're not a beer lover too, what I like is they also have some cider on tap. My wife's not a beer drinker, but she likes to visit because she likes the cider there.
I bet every one of these breweries I'm going to visit is going to have some cider, maybe some orange juice, something on, you know, a little something to quench my thirst in the middle of this. I want to backtrack one thing, because John's been talking about this for a couple of months, and a lot of people don't know about multi-match, right? So my wife didn't know about it because we were in the Wise, and my wife plays when the jackpots get 200, 300 million, my wife will play. She'll stick a 10 or 20, whatever. She likes the machines lately. We were always, you know, up getting the purse. And now that she's discovered the big old machines in the front of Royal Farms, in the front of Wise, she'll play in there. And we were in front of Wise, and I said to her, you should play the multi-match. She said, what is it? And I said, well, it's got the biggest jackpot that – well, it was like the third or fourth biggest jackpot then. I think we've now like moved into rarefied air, right?
Certainly. Yeah. I watched your interview with John, and yeah, he was talking about just dancing around $4.8 million, which at that time would have been our record. We've actually moved past that. We're at $4.9 million. And that's the highest we've ever been with this.
A multi-match is sort of like a lotto for the state, right? Is that the right way to put it? Kind of.
It is. So just a little prehistory. Before we had a big game, which was Mega Millions, in the late 90s, we only had lotto. And lotto actually wound up becoming multi-match. So we took the original lotto game, which had run for quite a long time, and we changed the prize matrix to make it a little bit more interesting and stand so it could stand with the Mega Millions.
Isn't that good that I know what lotto is without even studying? I remember lotto. But well, one of my friends from Dundalk won $1 million early on, the first 6 months, whenever it came out, it was $1 million prize in 1980s, probably, right? You know the history, right?
Yeah. I mean, that was the only type of draw game that we had at that time that could offer $1 million prize. And it's moved along since then. So
they didn't want $1 million. Everybody in the neighborhood knew it. Everybody thought they were wealthy. And I'm sure the money's like been gone for so long. Doug Lloyd is here from the lottery. He's hoping you don't lose your money once you win your money. But you're the second chance captain, right? So, and I talk to John a lot about this, because even when my wife plays, My wife's not really up on second chance. Second chance is like a new, for old people like us, we have to be trained on second chance. And that's what
you're yeah, well, and second chance has been around for a little while. We used to have people mail tickets in. We'd put bundle them up in totes and put them in a giant tumbler and then pick out a winner from there.
Do you know what they used to do at East Point Liquors? I don't know if this is legal or not. Maybe I shouldn't say this. This was back in the 80s. They had Lucky Loser. So you throw your ticket in into the fishbowl and they pull out and you win a bottle of Jack Daniels or something. You know what I mean? Like whatever the deal was. But that was the only second chance I ever knew about in Dundalk in the 80s.
And we do still have a lot of retailers that do that. And that's just one way for our retailers to sort of stand out and be the attractive place that players can go. And
I've been a lucky loser a long time.
Now, the great thing about the way that our second chances run now is you can actually scan them with your mobile phone. So if you're at one of these places that does the lucky loser ticket, you can actually scan it with our rewards app to put it into some of these second chance contests and enter it there at that location.
My wife's onto that. Trust me. The lady that won at Costas, she was onto it too. She wasn't scratching. She was scanning, man. And so you don't have to get all the little silver under your fingernails or under the nickel or the penny. You don't have to do it that way.
Well, yeah. If you have our mobile app, all you need to be able to see is that square code that's on the ticket. If you want to take it home, there's numbers on the ticket. You can enter it that way as well. But yeah, so second chance, we have a lot of great things happening. I know John's probably already talked about our Home Run Riches contest, which is running now. That offers players a chance to win when they play it's a fast play progressive game. They could win up to, it starts at $40,000 and it's a progressive jackpot that moves along. But you can also enter your tickets online and you can be selected for our contestant of the game. Now, this goes with our Orioles baseball. And if you're selected as contestant of the game, you win $500. Then you win $500 for every Orioles home run. Now, we're just waiting on the home runs here. We're waiting on Swingtown to really fire up.
I told
here.
John, look, man, I can get into it with the Orioles. I mean, my history with the Orioles is illustrious. They moved the fence back. I mean, they moved the fence back. I mean, we're in a home run contest. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And what, unofficially being called Elrod's Corner now, right?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess I loved Elrod. Elrod loved me. So if they want to honor Elrod by moving the fence back, anything to honor Elrod's good with me.
I always thought it was going to be somebody. It was going to be a memorial dedicated to the first person that found themselves on the corner of that fence. But who knows?
Well, as long as it's not Johnny Pesky, that's all I know. They already had a pesky pole up there in Boston. Doug Lloyd is here. He's not pesky at all. He's our pal at the Maryland Lottery. Getting out and events and summertime and Preakness and Orioles and scratch-offs. And I'll tell you, Doug, I'm getting a little spoiled. It's starting to feel normal. You know what I mean? Like it I'm is. Starting to take normal for granted. I'm going to normal concerts, doing normal things, going to M3 at Merriweather this weekend and seeing normal metal bands. I can let my hair down. I can let my hair down right now if I want to, but it's really good to visit with you, man. I hope you get out for a crab cake tour. You know, Roz is threatening to bring her husband by. You know, her husband's an old school WNST listener, Greg from Northeast. So I'm hoping to get him by for a crab cake. And, you know, when I told her, I'm going to out her right now. She's going to be mad at me. But when I told her we were doing vegan crab cakes, she said, I won't be there that week. She gave me a hard time. She said, there are no vegan crab cakes. And so that's going to be the theme.
Like a bait and switch.
There's going to be a theme on this when we get to the land of Kush. So it took us a year and a half. But I've had several guests that I've offered to come to the crab cake tour. And they're like, I'll come, but like I'm shellfish intolerant. You know what I mean? So I've had a little bit of that going on. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with that. The Maryland crab cake tour powered up. Yes. By Betty Boop, either the blue or the pink. The pink seems to be a little bit more luckier lately. We're going to be at Conrad's Crabs in Perry Hall on Friday in conjunction with our friends. I'm going to be holding this Goodwill bus up because it's like a Steelers jersey though. It doesn't have a logo on the other side. So I have to hold it on this side. Goodwill and our friends at Window Nation stepping up and sponsoring the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Doug, give my best to John. We'll see him next week, and Carol and everybody over there. And I've been kidding people about sports wagering a little bit. I have to throw a little plug in for this. I went up to Greenmount Station, the OTP and all that. But I've had friends now draft weekend that were down at the casino laying bets on players and propositions and like all that stuff. And it used to be that was like shameful. Now it's sort of like, All right, you didn't go to Vegas this weekend. You went down to the casino to bet on football. Well, you know, America, they're not doing that in Russia today. I promise you that. So,
well, yeah, and even the lottery, you know, we know the popular sports are things that we can attach ourselves to. People are following them. You know, we've got our Orioles promotion. We have our Ravens promotion when Ravens comes around. Coming up here with the Triple Crown, we've got I don't know if you know about our racetracks, the virtual horse racing game. We're going to have a special promotion that's actually flighted with the Triple Crown Stakes. So it's got a specific promotional period for Kentucky Derby Day, which is coming up, Preakness Stakes, which is right around the corner, and of course Belmont. So that's a lot of fun. That's our Racetracks Triple Crown 6 for 5 promotion.
And Bob Baffert will not be playing, just so you know. Not this year.
He will not. No, not he will year. Not.
And well, Bob comes on the show every year, right? So like Bob's in my phone. Bob's been coming on for 25 years. I'm going to reach to Bob. I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to reach to Bob Preakness week because it
he
won't
may
be
have
Preakness
a few things to say, right?
He may I think you'll have something on his mind or two. We'll find out, but I'll be talking to everybody. By the way, good plug there, just on the racetrack promotion. We're going to be doing Dick Girardi's on this week with me. I had Jack Gildon on, who wrote a beautiful book on Spectacular Bid and Dundalk's Ronnie Franklin and the story of the nail and the stall at Belmont and all that stuff. So we're going to be doing some horse racing here. And then, of course, Preakness week. I mean, nobody covers the Preakness like we do here, whether it's Donna Edwards on, whether it's Marty McGee on, whether it's Bob Baffert on. We bring on all the guests. That's 2 weeks from now. So I appreciate that plug. Doug, good seeing you, brother. Appreciate all the swag. Hey, and tell Roz I'm going to be out of Betty Boop at some point once we get this crab cake tour going. And I need more Steve Harvey in my life. I need a sense of humor.
We'll get you filled up here. Family Feud on the way. And then we've got a lot of great new summer scratch-off tickets. Also worth knowing, you know, if you're out there, you're getting ready for a family get-together, a cookout, look for some scratch-off tickets. These make great gifts. We got some graduations coming up, and I got to plug my own scratch-off ticket here.
What is that?
This is Fat Wallet. Fat Wallet's been out here. This is going to be a perfect pick for your Father's Day affair. And I just want to say my celebrity wallet here, this is this cameo in lottery scratch-off ticket form here. Fat Wallet. Look for it.
No, hold on. Do you sit on your wallet on your back? Because I'm going to give you some chiropractic advice.
Okay. Do I need another fat wallet?
Well, here's the deal with a fat wallet. Maybe it's because I made more money 20 years ago. I don't know. But I had a wallet that I sat on in my jeans. And Dr. Steve Elliott, who's been my chiropractor for 23, 24 years, the first genius in him solving any of my back issues was he looked at my butt. He looked at my jeans that had the outline of like
where, you know,
that thing that would happen to your jeans when you wear a wallet all the time and you sit on it. And he took one look at me, said, your back's out of line because you're sitting on your wallet all day. You're sitting like this or like this, depending on which side. And so he got me to use my wallet, my front pocket, which made it harder for thieves to get me. But it also helped my back. And now I'm like thin wallet. I'm more like digital thin wallet guy. I'm that guy. I'm like the girl going into the bar, pulling the ID out of the back of the phone, and their whole life is contained in one little thing. So, yeah, but Fat Wallet, tell me about the game Fat Wallet. How we play?
It's a $5 scratch-off ticket with a $50,000 top prize. It's just a lot of fun here, and I think that all of the dads out there, this will have some appeal, some cachet.
Well, if so, I've got one guy now to move his fat wallet to his front seat because his back hurts, then I've given free advice here, chiropractic. I think I just gave it to you because you're a back pocket fat wallet. I can tell by the shape of that wallet. You sit on your wallet.
Yes. Yes.
Does your back hurt?
Sometimes. You get up in age and really, I mean, I play some volleyball once a week and sometimes you go all out and sometimes you just go to pick something up and next thing you know, your shoulder blade's hurting.
I may not be Julius Irving, but I'm a doctor. I'll play one on the radio. So there you go. Doug, I appreciate you, man. It's a great visit, as
Thank
always.
You. Thank you. Hey,
Doug, you know, joining us here. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to make sure that everybody checks our event page. Like you said, Baltimore and the area is active again. So we're out there. We're out at some of the concerts first Thursday, Wine in the Woods, Brew at the Zoo. We're going to be having a lot of fun out there.
It's like one of my favorite things. You're mentioning all the Baltimore positive thing. Nothing better than Brew at the Zoo.
Well, it's MLB, right? It's music, libations, and baseball. We'll be at some Orioles games too.
I will be at Conrad's on Friday with these. I'll be giving away some Maryland scratch-offs, Maryland Lottery scratch-offs from Betty Boop is my game this week. We're going to be in Perry Hall. We'll be there from 2 until 5 on Friday. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill Industries and our friends at Window Nation. And I'll be telling you a whole lot more about Window Nation. They're our newest sponsor. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.